May 15th is the deadline for district administration to notify teachers whether or not they will keep their jobs next school year. More than 80% of the district's budget goes to staff, and officials say the referendum's failure puts the district in the red. Board member Fred Pulaski says Christina will need to cut staff, programs, or both.
I'm expecting we're going to have to cut some staff. 4 years ago when we had to do this, I believe it was 78 teachers and over 20 paraprofessionals and 10 secretaries, maybe a couple additional people that you have to cut.
But board member John Young says the referendum process is broken. He argues the district should not lay off any teachers and instead join the ACLU in suing the state over how Delaware funds schools.
Even if it causes us to go into a trajectory to become fiscally insolvent, and then we should hold the state accountable for funding our schools for whatever monies the local district cannot provide.
Christina's Wilmington teachers have special protections from any proposed cuts under a state and district plan to reorganize district schools in the city. Superintendent Richard Gregg will propose spending cuts to the 7-member school board next Tuesday. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Schellino.